Sam Fargo checked the figures for the second time. No doubt about it. There were several discrepancies in the accounting of the money that the Fargo Foundation had sent to fund an archaeological dig in Tunisia. It doesn't look good. His wife, Remy, leaned toward the computer screen, her green eyes troubled as she scrutinized the numbers. She tucked a lock of auburn hair behind her ear, then suddenly rose, pacing the floor behind him. How could this have happened? Renee LaBelle is one of my oldest friends. I can't just pick up the phone and start asking all these questions. It'll sound like I'm accusing her. Sam swiveled his desk chair around to face her. Remy and Dr. Renee LaBelle had been roommates at Boston College and friends ever since. As long as you two have known each other? I doubt she'll take offense. But if we don't reconcile our figures with hers, we're all going to have issues at tax time. Remy stopped, looking at the monitor. At least she backs up everything with ledgers. I remember her saying they had problems when they switched over to that new accounting program. That was right around the same time. Maybe there was a glitch. Something must have gotten entered wrong. A very big glitch. And several somethings, Sam thought. A year ago, when Remy had suggested that the Fargo Foundation fund Renee LaBelle's archaeological dig at Bularegia, he'd been against it from the very beginning. Though he and Remy had started the charitable organization to take on worthy projects of this type, he knew from experience that good friendships didn't always survive the discovery of bad money management. He'd mentioned this at the time, but Remy had her heart set on helping her friend, and had assured him that Renee LaBelle's past archaeological projects had been very successful. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case now. We won't know anything until we sit down with her and go over the figures, he said. Tell Renee our accountant is the one asking the questions, like a tax thing, which it is. Sam glanced at the clock, just after 10 in the morning. What are they, 8 hours ahead? He picked up Remy's smartphone from the desk, handing it to her. She pulled up a chair next to Sam. Phone call or video? Video, she said before he could answer. That's a little more personal. Don't sit too close. If she sees you, she'll think we're ganging up on her. Sam leaned away from her as she made the call. Her friend's face filled the screen, her expression one of mild surprise. Remy, hold on. Let me step outside where it's a little quieter. I'm at dinner with the crew. Finish eating. It can wait. I just wanted to ask you a few questions about the books. For taxes. No. I've been meaning to call.
Who is it, LaBelle?
Came a male voice in the background. Remy Fargo, she said. Questions about the books. A man's face appeared in the screen next to Renee's. I've been telling LaBelle she needs to call you to set up a meeting. Her friend nodded. He has, she said, then seemed to realize that Remy had no idea who the man next to her was. Sorry, this is Hank, our new site manager. Hank, Remy Fargo. She and her husband head up the Fargo Foundation. I'm sure Sam can't be too far away. Right next to me, Remy said, turning the screen to show Sam. He nodded at them. Hank smiled.
So, what do you say? Set up a video call in a day or two? We know you must have questions.
Had it been a minor issue, Sam would have agreed. There was too much money unaccounted for, in his opinion, to handle it with a video call. Turns out, Sam said, we have to be in Nigeria next Monday. No reason we couldn't fly in a day or two earlier and stop off in Tunisia on our way. Might be easier if we all sit down together. Renee LaBelle shook her head.
A slight logistics problem. We're in Kenya, archaeological conference. How long will you be in Nigeria? Maybe you could come by after?
Hard to say, Sam replied. A week, maybe more. He and Remy were driving out to the southern edge of Gishaka Gumti National Park, where two of their assistants, Wendy Corden and Pete Jeffcoat, had been living these past few months, overseeing the construction of a self-sustaining school for girls. Though nearly finished, they'd fallen behind schedule, and their goal was to have everything done before the rainy season started. We're checking in on one of the foundation's projects. Renee's face lit up.
Is that the school out in the bush? Do you actually have students yet?
We do, Remy said.
Here's a thought, Renee said. We could leave the conference a day early, meet you in Jalingo instead of flying all the way back to Tunis.